You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
His gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Can we make a noise unto them? Can we approach the throne of grace boldly, making a noise, shouting hallelujah, a worship unto God Almighty. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We go with the scripture and we a miracle take place at the place of worship, at the place of one opening their mouth, amen, and unapologetically praising the Lord God in spite of what's happening with him, in spite of his situation. Matter of fact, because of this situation, he said, I'm going to worship you because of this situation. Come on. We got to stop allowing the situations and the circumstances and the stuff weighing us down to choke out our praise. Nah. You done messed up situation. You done messed up problem. You done messed up mountain. Come on, right? Hallelujah. You didn't mess up because all you did was stir up a praise in me. Hallelujah.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Can we thank you, Lord God, on this day?
We praise you, Lord God, on this day. Hallelujah. We magnify you on this day, Lord God. We exalt you on this day, Lord God. And we say thank you, hallelujah. Thank you that you know each and every single person that has approached the throne of grace on this day. You know us by name, Lord God. You know the ins and outs, the nooks and the crannies of our life, Lord God, of the situation, Lord God, of the need, Lord God. And here we are, Lord God. Ooh, here we are to worship. Come on. Here we are. Ay, Arabah Shikia. Somebody just joined me in that. Here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're my God. Yes, Lord. You're all together lovely, all together worthy. Somebody else just joined me. All together wonderful to me. Yes. And we'll never know how much it costs to see our sins upon that cross, and we'll never know Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're my God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here we are, Lord God, presenting our bodies unto you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Heavenly Father, we ask that you forgive us our sins. We ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. We ask, Lord God, that you will get our hearts and our minds ready for these next 45 minutes or so. Amen. Come on, somebody. Woo! Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit? Reshataya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We wait on you, Holy Spirit. I wait on the Holy Spirit. Amen. I follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. I lean on and depend on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to do anything without the Holy Spirit. We don't want to do anything without God Almighty. We don't want to be anywhere outside of the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If y'all wondering why I'm squinting, I notice something. I be squinting and closing my eyes. We're in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I remind him, what happens when you go out in the sun and the sun is shining bright, 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 bright? You'd be like, oh, it's bright. So here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Ooh, here we are to say that you're my God. It's so important in this hour, in this season, in this day. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's so, shatarabosia. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's so important that we follow the Holy Spirit. And as soon as I said that, it's also so important that we open our mouth and release a worship. Open our mouth and release a praise. Why, Pastor Mika? Why? Because I hear the Holy Spirit saying that's the key to some of our breakthrough. Come on, because I hear the Holy Spirit say that when we do that, that's the like pulling the grip of bondage and loosening that grip, that suffocating grip. Something unlocks. Something clicks open. That's our faith working. Saying, God, I know you're going to meet me here in this place. God, I know. Why is she doing this? Why is she doing this? Yeah. Holy Spirit. Yeah. Okay. You have your body starts doing stuff when you feel the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. It's evidence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Holy is here. Somebody say the Holy Holy is here. Woo! And so what we're about to do is we're about to go into the word, the living word, and we're going to see an example, and we're going to see a situation where what the Holy Spirit is telling us today about worshiping and about opening our mouths, amen, to release a joyful noise. What happens? Something happens when we're coming boldly to the throne of grace. So let's go to Hebrews 4, verse 14 through 16. We're continuing from this week. Okay. This is a part two. Amen. So can you join me in the reading? Thank you, Lord. We're just slowing down to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read out of the King James, and then maybe God may have me read out of the NRSV too. We'll find out in a minute, okay? Okay. Here we are to worship. Thank you. Okay, y'all, because we only got 50 minutes, and you know, sometimes I tend to be a little bit long-winded. Okay, so we gotta get it in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, thank you. All right. Amen. 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 Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Let the church say amen. Hebrews 4:14-16. Hallelujah. This is me standing, because if I stand, it's gonna take me out of view. So this is how God has me standing today. Okay, we respectfully entering in this place of reading the word, recognizing the opportunity given to us to be able to read. This living word. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Ooh. Okay. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly, somebody say boldly, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, somebody say mercy, and find grace, somebody say grace, to help in the time of need. Somebody say, the Lord is helping me in my time of need. The Lord is helping me in my time of need. I'm going to read now the NRSV because that's what the Holy Ghost say. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. Somebody say, hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to our confession. I hear you, Lord. Hold fast to your confession. What is your confession? That Jesus is Lord. What is your confession? That Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. What is the confession? The confession is what God has, the promise that he's giving you, the truth that he's speaking to you. Amen. That faith sees, but check this out, but not the natural eye may see. Hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Father God, we thank you so much. Holy Spirit, we thank you that it is you that is teaching us and encouraging us and comforting us and advocating for us and blessing us and moving miraculously on our behalf. We know it to be so. I know it to be so, and I believe it to be so. Amen. Hallelujah. And may you be increased right now that each person that is here or that is watching, amen, that is listening, that they don't, that they hear you and that they see you and that they experience you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for entering into the homes and the hearts and the bellies and the minds of in the vehicles of each and every single person in the offices. Come on, somebody. And we thank you, Lord God, for your miracles, signs, and wonders. Somebody touch and agree. Y'all remember E.T.? Come on, touch and agree. You need to do this, okay? This is not crazy. This is a truth right here. You need to touch and agree with me, amen. Only if you believe. Miracles, signs, and wonders in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Last week, we entered into this teaching, and we entered into the throne of grace. And one thing that the Holy Spirit revealed to us, amen, as we went to this place was Noah, amen. And because the Bible says in verse 16 of Hebrews 4, that let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace. And what we visited last week, the revelation, amen, or the knowing that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so there's something miraculous that happens when you find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah and his family was saved from destruction because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And something that happens, to get in that position of finding grace in the eyes of the Lord, to be able to find that grace in the eyes of the Lord, it requires obedience. And Noah, as we see, amen, Yahweh, God speaking to Noah about building an ark, doing something that Noah never did before, and talking about something that Noah never witnessed before. Noah didn't question. He didn't try to fit it into his own human mind, amen, but he believed and he just did. He obeyed. Hello? Can we hear what the Lord is saying to us even now, how that is applying to our lives now, that there's not any room to question when God tells us to move, or there's not any room. Why do we even need to go down that road? Maybe because we have exalted our own intelligence. Maybe because we have exalted our own human power and strength and thinking that we can do something or we know something more than God. No, listen, I'm just going to obey and I'm going to go. And I'm going to be the feather to the wind of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to carry me into places that I never dreamed of, into places that I never could carry myself there if I even tried. In the midst of all the news, I'm going to believe and do what God is telling me to do, and believe him and trust him. And stop leaning on my own understanding or even going to research and let me figure out. I hear that for some of us, I hear that for some, amen, especially in this time of pandemic and trying to overcome, and God may be whispering to some, get the vaccination, get the boost, and say, well, let me do some research and let me figure out why, and let me just. Okay, that's just an example. Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we read that Noah found grace. His obedience caused him to find grace. His dedication to God, his worship to God, his diligence to God, his commitment to God, his going another way caused him to find grace. He didn't go the ways of the world that he was living in. Otherwise, he would be going down with them. Hello? How about we just believe? How about we just obey and believe and say, and I'm going to allow my feelings or my thought, my mindset, my thought process, I'm going to let all that catch up. Because some of our thought process and our perspectives, they're dead. I hear the Holy Spirit say they're diseased. I hear the Holy Spirit say they are destructive. I hear the Holy Spirit saying. So instead of cleaving to that, I'm going to cleave to God and I'm going to let all that catch up or fall off and allow me to catch up to Christ. Okay. Okay. So on this week, we're going to look at something else that verse 16 says to us. And I'm pulling it up. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Somebody say mercy. We may obtain mercy. And the Holy Spirit put Luke 18 on my spirit. An instance, an encounter that Jesus had with an individual. And an encounter that an individual had with Jesus. Somebody say, I want to have an encounter with Jesus. Come on. Come on, I want you to know that you are set up to have an encounter with Jesus. Amen. You may see lack. You may see heartache. You may be experiencing sadness. Come on. You may be experiencing some fears and worries. You are in a position to have an encounter with Jesus. You may be feeling less than. People are overlooking you. Amen. You may be feeling little, underestimated, frustrated. You are in a position. To encounter Jesus. You're in a position to encounter Jesus, but notice as we are about to read a scripture that there is something, there's an attitude that you got to get in to have the encounter with Jesus. Can we go to Luke 18? Luke chapter 18, verse 35 through 43. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As he approached Jericho, somebody said Jericho. As he approached Jericho, who? Jesus. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. Somebody said he's in position to have an encounter with Jesus. As he approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Then he shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet. Be quiet. Somebody say, be quiet. But he shouted even more loudly. Son of David, have mercy on me! Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Your what has saved you? Your faith has saved you. I'm reminded of Noah. What saved Noah in his family? His faith. His faith. His faith. I'm not reading that Jesus saved him. His faith saved him. Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him. Followed who? Followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God. In the very beginning, in verse 35, it says that the man was sitting by the roadside begging. I want you to know that in your begging position, in your downcast position, in your downtrodden position, amen, in your out of character position, functioning out of character, amen, doing things that's out of your character, out of the truth and the trueness of you, in your a stressful position. You are in position. You are in position. In the you're little, you're in position. In the nothingness, you're in position. I need us to get this. But listen, because it wasn't just about being in position. It wasn't about just being in position, because there was a crowd around this man, this begging blind man. There was a crowd around him. But he was the only one. He was the only one who had an encounter with Jesus, who had a conversation with Jesus, who had an exchange with Jesus, not just a verbal exchange. But a supernatural exchange. Right? So what is it about? What did this man do that no one else did? First of all, I'm going to bring attention to, when he heard the crowd going by, he asked, what's happening? Because he couldn't see. Hallelujah. So what's going on? And they said that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. As soon as he heard that, he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." No one else is shouting those words. No one else. You might as well say he started worshiping. You might as well say he started worshiping. Why is that significant? Why is that something to call to attention? Because sometimes I hear the Holy Spirit say, and no, all the time, we worship with the condition. We don't allow the condition to stop us from worshiping. We don't allow the situation to stop us from worshiping. He had an issue. He had problems. He wasn't like, "Wait, what's going on? Who is that? Jesus? Oh, He knew something about Jesus. He was able to perceive and discern something about Jesus that ignited him, amen, that turned on a switch for him to now call out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He knew that the answer to his problem was here. The answer to your problem is here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The answer to your problem is here. The answer to your problem is here. I loved it. I love it because he stopped. He went from asking people to asking the problem solver. Amen. He knew that man cannot help me with this. In fact, it's man that kept him in that situation of begging. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's time to call out to Jesus because man can't help you with this. Hello? Hello? The Bible tells me and tells you in verse 38 that then he shouted, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And those around him or in front of him, Holy Spirit. Let's read that. Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet. He was in the last position. For people to be in front of you, what does that mean? That you're behind. Who is God talking to? Who is God talking to? Who is God talking to? That feeling like you're behind. You're last. Amen. You're trying to catch up. Amen. Hallelujah. You're just trying to play catch up financially. You're just trying to play catch up physically, spiritually. You're just trying to play catch up in your profession, in your career. Come on, somebody. He was in such a low position that they felt it was okay for them to sternly to turn around and sternly be like, "Be quiet." That's no respect, right? Who's in a position that feeling like they being disrespected? You're in position, right? But again, let's look at the blind begging man, because it's what he did. It's the position and the attitude that he took. When they told him to be quiet, he shouted even louder. When they told him to shh, he said, "Jesus! Darker. Turn it up. What did we read in Hebrews? I think it's 14 that we are to hold fast to the confession. Hold fast to our confession. Jesus! It get darker, I get louder. You tell me a shush, 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 I say, nim, nim, nim. Okay? While everyone around him is being careful and being polite and going with the flow of things, amen, God put him in such a position to recognize, y'all are going the wrong way. This is the way that we need to go. I know the shortcut. Ooh. Worship is the shortcut. Ooh, I hear the Lord saying that he's creating a shortcut. I hear the Lord saying that I'm creating a path in the midst of a path. This is why we got to be so quick to obey and just ready to go, because God's way is another way than man's way. I didn't freeze. Okay, I just want us to get that. They're following Jesus. But the blind begging man found Jesus. Come on, somebody. Ooh, he went a different way. He went a way that shook up some things. Come on, somebody. He went against the grain. Come on, somebody. He went a way that irritated some folk. Oh, God may take us a way that may make some people mad. God may have you to do things and be a voice, amen, in I'm hearing like a repeated voice or an incessant voice, like unceasing, right? Voice. That others may find irritable. That others may find that I just don't like that. God may purposely have you make some people mad, amen, in your path of blessing, in your path of breakthrough. They're not mad at you. They're not mad at you. They're mad at your obedience. They're not mad at you. It's not you that's doing it. Hello? 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 Your obedience may cause some things to get turned upside down, inside out. It's not you. You're just simply being obedient. I want us to sit in that for a second. I'm reminded, and in fact, is in this chapter, in chapter 18, at the beginning, in verse 1, that there's a widow woman that is persistent in her going to an unjust judge who didn't care about man, who did not fear God, had no respect. The Bible says in verse 2, he said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. Right? In that city, I just want to read it. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God or no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me. Come on! Our faith. Our faith in God produces results, but also ruffles some feathers. Okay. Also, shaketh up it some things it. Okay. Also, frustrateth it some things. Y'all, I'm speaking King James. Amen. Amen. So let's get back to the man of the hour. Because we can learn some things. The Holy Spirit is teaching us some things through this. Hallelujah. Notice that the blind begging man, he went from asking man to now asking Jesus. What do you mean, Pastor Mika? What do you mean? In verse 41, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And it's not even now that his asking is an asking in maybe yes, maybe no. Mm-mm. He asked in his worship, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Come on, somebody. When we ask Jesus, I'm reminded in Matthew how it said, ask and ye shall receive. When we ask, our ask is not maybe I will, maybe I won't. Our ask is a position to receive. He went from asking man to now having Jesus ask him. Oh, I hear God saying that the tables are turning. I'm turning the tables. I'm turning it. I'm flipping it upside down. I'm flipping it on his head. Amen. In the situations where I went from begging and asking for a job and begging for some peace and asking for to now that I'm the one giving jobs and I'm the one hiring and now I'm the one, amen, hallelujah, I'm the one creating environments of peace, amen, and I'm the one being a blessing as God has blessed me, and I'm the one now in the head position, hallelujah, somebody. And I'm the one that now am a lender and no longer a borrower. And I'm the one now that is hosting auditions instead of seeking auditions. And now I'm the one that everybody is running after and chasing and asking, can I have you here? Can you do this? Amen. Because you have the talent and the wisdom and the know-how for this need that I have over here. Now I need to hear God saying, it's turning. Now I hear God saying, he turned it, amen. He turned it now to him, Jesus asking him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, let me see again. Lord, let me see again. You know why I love his response? Because his response was an impossible response. He asked for the impossible. He wasn't okay with accepting his condition. He was not about to let his condition stop him from experiencing God's miracle working power. He knew something about Jesus. He knew that Jesus, if anybody can heal this eyesight problem, you can. They couldn't. That's why I was asking them for some money, okay? Because they can't do what I know that you can do. It is time for us to believe. It's time for us to believe that God can do all things. It's time for us to believe that nothing is too hard for God. I don't care how long you've been sitting with a situation. I don't care how long you've been sitting in a condition. I don't care how long it's in, how familiar and how much you formed a relationship with the condition. Ooh, that's something right there. Because the blind begging man, the man of God, because guess what? After he received his sight, what happened? He followed Jesus. He wasn't intimate with his physical condition. Sometimes, I hear the Lord say, sometimes we become intimate with the broken condition. The decaying condition, the disease condition, the condition of the past, we become so intimate with it that we make no room for the new. We make no room for the impossible. We make no room for Jesus to come in and say, I have better. I have more. I have greater. Let me show you. So I ask, what and who are we in relationship with? Sometimes we choose relationships, physical relationships, relationships with people out of being intimate with that condition. Intimate with that hurt. I know this hurt so well that I'm not gonna allow anybody that look like this, that act like this, that I'm not gonna allow them to come in. Mm-mm. And we're missing. And then we're missing the miraculous plan that God has for us. He asked the impossible thing. He said, Lord, let me see again. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. Wait a minute, receive your sight. Let's notice the blind begging man. He wasn't like, okay, well, how am I going to do that? Okay, wait, how am I going to receive my sight? Is it like, what, are you going to perform surgery? What you going to do? No. He didn't take it down to the natural. Ooh, he didn't try to put logic on it. Ooh, he didn't try to put understanding on it. Ooh, he received by faith, and it was his faith that has saved you. Come on, y'all. This is now a recurring theme because Noah's faith saved Noah and his family. I mean, Jesus' faith saved us. He was obedient to the will of God, and his faith saved us. Ooh. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people when they saw it praised God. Let me tell you, it is time for the supernatural. Let me tell you, when God, there's a time for an immediate and a sudden. Let me tell you that when God blesses you, amen, don't follow the blessing. Don't follow now another aspect. Okay, this is done. Now I need this over here, God. No, follow Jesus. Somebody say, follow Jesus. That as we follow Jesus, we are entering into a land flowing with milk and honey. We are entering a place of miracle signs and wonders that are now normal. In all things else, I'll cast by the wayside. If you believe, if you receive your sight today, come on. If you receive your spiritual sight today, come on. If you receive your sight, amen. That's called vision. That's called faith, amen. If you receive your fight, your sight in your career, in that purpose, in the promises that God spoke to you or even showed you, if you receive your sight in saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Only you can do this. Then give me a hallelujah. Give the Lord a hallelujah. Hallelujah with me. Amen. Give me a hallelujah, meaning let's join together. Come on, let's join in hallelujah to God Almighty. Because I know that in this land, in this time, in this 20 and 21, I am experiencing Jesus' goodness, his mercy, his signs and wonders. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. Amen. Be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaberefika Adonai Beshmanefa, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneta, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha V'yasem L'cha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And if you would like to donate and give into this ministry, you can go to Venmo. Thank you, Jesus, with Mika. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Believe. God is able. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.